I just want to bring greetings from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Lieutenant General Charles Cleveland, Commander of United States Army Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg. My name's Tom Meade. I'm a retired 20-year veteran of United States Army Special Forces, also known as the Green Berets. With me today, I have J.R. Okendo, who spent 23 years in Special Operations. We actually served together in Afghanistan together. We have the distinct privilege of being able to give back to the force still. Today, we're here to discuss an exercise, and the purpose for us being here today is we're seeking written invitation and approval from local officials to be able to conduct a realistic military training exercise within Brazos County. The exercise will take place between July and September of this year. Just to go into a little bit and just explain what realistic military training is. The bottom line is realistic military training is any training that's conducted off of a military installation, such as Fort Hood or Fort Bliss. What it does, U.S. SOCOM Special Operations Command at in Tampa, Florida, commanded by General Votel, has put a process in place for us to ensure that we're doing the proper coordination between the Department of Defense and the local governments that we're going to be there, and that they know that we're conducting activities in their backyard. Within the process, one of the biggest things is obviously the letter of invitation from local officials, from the county commissioners. Also, we coordinate very closely with all of our law enforcement folks. We've already met with the state DPS. Yesterday, I had the privilege of meeting with the sheriff and the chief deputy and explaining the exercise in thorough depth with them. So they are aware of the exercise that's going on. And then also we do a licensing agreement with everything that we do. So if we're on private property, we do a licensing agreement with those that allows us to use those property in that fact. Within Brazos County, the activities that will occur will all occur at the Teeks facility and the Riverside campus. That's what we have currently planned for Brazos County. So in the big scope of the thing, this is one pinpoint or two small pinpoints in a larger exercise. The exercise is actually an 8-week exercise taking place across 7 states. As you can see up there, it spans the whole southwest of the United States. We've also added Mississippi, and we have a group also working out of Florida. What it's going to do for us, it's a SOCOM sponsored exercise with Special Forces actually executing it and Army Special Operations bringing it all together. What it's going to do is going to provide, in a bigger scope of thing, it's going to provide the capability to conduct unconventional warfare across the globe. To put unconventional warfare into a perspective, you see it a couple different places up there, unconventional warfare, and I'll explain that from a historical perspective. So conventional warfare is troops on troops, tanks on tanks, uniform enemy against uniform enemy is the way conventional warfare is generally defined. Unconventional warfare, from a historical perspective, if you think of World War II, Germany came in and they took over France. The French did not want them there. They formed the French Underground. The French Underground conducted activities such as subversion and sabotage. They would hit logistics lines to demoralize the Germans. So what a lot of folks don't know is there were American advisors with the French Underground throughout World War II, assisting them in planning and conducting those types of activities. Since 1952, United States Army Special Forces has had the charter to conduct unconventional warfare throughout the globe. The last 15 years, we have been in Afghanistan and Iraq. We've been doing more of a counterinsurgency role rather than being able to enable an insurgency across the globe. So therefore, what we're doing is we're bringing these guys back and we're dusting off the skills that they already have, because every Green Beret learns unconventional warfare when he leaves the qualification course. He knows it inside and out. A lot of these guys haven't practiced it in the last few years. So we're bringing those skills back to the forefront for them. The activities that are going to occur in Brazos County will occur between August 15th and August 21st. The actual length of the exercise goes from about July 15th until September 11th. We'll end on September 11th and head back to home station. Who's going to be participating in this? Here in this area in Brazos County, we'll have Army Green Berets. Army Green Berets will be doing those pinpoint operations out there at Teaks and Riverside. We'll have Navy SEALs who will be conducting targets and training down in the Mississippi area. The Air Force Special Operations will be flying specialized missions for us. The Marine Special Operators will be jumping into Camp Bullis doing reconnaissance in preparation to receive the 82nd Airborne Division on a large-scale airfield seizure on Camp Bullis itself. As you can see from the exercise locations within Texas itself, we are covering a very large area, all the way from Caddo Lake all the way out to Sierra Blanca, and as far north as Big Spring and as far south as Goliad. So we're kind of filling the whole state, but those are very small pinpoint things. In each one of those locations, there'll be no more than about 60 folks that will be there in those locations. Here, particularly in Brazos County, as I said before, they'll be at Riverside and they'll be at the Teaks Fire Field. Why did we choose Texas? Number one, we've done exercises within Texas. We've been doing them here in Texas for years. One of the things that we have always found about coming to Texas, and I know JR and I, if you count all the mileage that he and I have done, we've probably traveled back and forth across the state of Texas probably about 10 times already since July of last year. But we have not ran into anyone who is not willing to help us out, because they understand, Texans understand, that we're training these guys to go out and be able to prepare our airmen, soldiers, and sailors to be able to go out and do the business of the United States military across the globe. And we appreciate that Texans are very supportive of everything. The exercise is going to hone their advanced skills. That's going to cause them to interact with other agencies that they don't normally interact with. And then we need large areas of undeveloped property from the bigger perspective of the exercise to be able to practice some of the things that they'll have to do overseas, such as operating outside the normal support mechanisms. In the scenario that we have built, they cannot get the normal once a week resupply of food or resupply of water. They're going to have to work with locals, which are role players that we have, local folks that have agreed to help us out as a role player or hire role players to be able to obtain some of the things that they need throughout the exercise. What can you expect in Brazos County? There'll be increased aircraft at night. We'll be bringing in some helicopters over on the Teaks facility in Riverside. We'll also be bringing in a fixed-wing aircraft, a C-130, into Easterwood. So with that being said, there may be some noise complaints that come along with that. All the activities out there will occur between about 11 p.m. and about 4 a.m. The personnel that will be out there, they will have weapons, but they'll have simunitions. So the military version of the paintballs. And then we will coordinate directly with the law enforcement, and the sheriff will be privy to everything that we're doing out there, and we actually invite the law enforcement, if they choose to have officers out there on station or in the area, to be able to respond to constituent reports, or as well as the dispatcher being notified to be able to field some of those calls as well. Safety. The first thing, our number one priority at United States Army Special Operations Command is safety. Not only for our exercise participants, but also for the civilians. So some of the things that we do along with that is the communication with the law enforcement. We have medics that are assigned to each unit that will be moving with them. They each have at least two, and plus we will also have an additional senior medical personnel who will be on the ground to be able to immediately respond. We'll coordinate with the Life Flight and the local medical facilities to understand what they have available at their facilities should we have a mishap. We'll have an exercise support team. And then one of the big things as well that we've done throughout North Carolina, because North Carolina, we've been running an exercise that is similar but different from this exercise. And I say that from the respect that the exercise is only a two-week exercise in North Carolina. It's run six times per year. That exercise is the final exam for a Green Beret before he is qualified as a Green Beret. Our exercise obviously is 8 weeks long. Everybody who will be participating out here will be a fully qualified Special Forces soldier, Navy SEAL, or Marine Special Operator. What they've done in North Carolina is our public affairs office is very involved. They do newspaper ads, and they also run radio spots to announce that the exercise is going to occur. So that's where we'll engage the public affairs officer to get that messaging out. So one of the things that we'll need to identify is the local radio stations to be able to put that ad on there that exercise is going to happen during these dates. At this time, if there's any questions or concerns, I can field some of those. But I tell everybody, I know the commissioners have the packet that I provided. The most important page that y'all, excuse me, how do I go back?
you can do right click and then it should have previews. Yeah.
I hit it once, got a little happy. That's the most important page that I can give you right there. That has myself and mine and JR's contact information. Also our government project lead and the public affairs officer's contact information. If you have any further questions, you come up with something, an additional questions, please contact us. Public affairs should be able to answer just about all of your questions.
What will be the number of actual participants you'll have here during that time?
For Teats and Riverside, it's a special mission. Nobody will be living here. They'll be coming in from basically Louisiana, flying in here with helicopters and doing surgical strikes on particular specific apparatuses at the Teats location where they have the rail train, and also on the Riverside there next to the airfield, they have a warehouse there. So basically, no one will be staying here in Brazos County. They'll be coming in, doing the hit, and extracting. Time on ground would be maybe 15 to 20 minutes of exposure, then that's it. Then they're gone.
Can we recommend some places to you to hit?
You know, every county that we have briefed has done that for us also.
Or maybe places our people.
Yeah. I think the biggest impact would be noise from helicopters coming in. But like I said, it's going to be a span of no more than 30 minutes. And that's why we put it over towards Easterwood and the Riverside, which is away from the population. So we shouldn't have anything out of the ordinary from that particular facility.
Now, we will have a support staff that comes in probably a few days prior to the activity to be able to make sure everything is laid on, everything is set for the exercise, and then they'll probably stay a couple days after the exercise to make sure everything was good, replace what we need to replace, and finish coordination. As Shannon said, that's a little bit of OPM coming into your county.
And you mentioned having volunteers, local.
Yes, ma'am. Those are in some of the other locations that we're going to be in. Not here at in Brazos County. The folks that we'll have here as the opposing force that will be on those targets are our military folks that we will have from a liability standpoint.